The ACT Party reckon families who can't afford kids shouldn't be having them. And that was their response to Labor's families package, which included a $60 a week payment to low-income families for each baby they have. ACT thinks it would extend the misery of child poverty and even child abuse. So what would they do instead? Well, party leader David Seymour is with me. Morning, David.
Good morning.
So it's simple, is it? People that can't afford kids shouldn't have them?
Well, that's not actually just not what people should do. That is what the overwhelming majority of New Zealanders do. They wait, save and sacrifice to bring up children in a supportive environment filled with love and the resources that children need, because they're actually damn expensive to have. And what we saw in Australia when the government paid people $3,000 to have a kid is that a lot more people had kids. The Labor Party in New Zealand is now proposing the same thing, and it'll be a disaster because people at the margin who might not have had kids then or might have waited longer will have them, even though they do not have the resources to support them.
Right, you think they'll go after 60 bucks, though? They'll have a kid just for 60 bucks a week?
People at the margin will, and we know that they will because it happened in Australia. There were people teetering saying, geez, the government's going to give me $3,000. And all of a sudden, you've got people bringing kids into the world for totally the wrong reasons. It is totally irresponsible from Labor, but that's what we expect from them at this point in the electoral cycle.
So what do you think the alternative should be?
Oh, the alternative should be to actually reduce taxes and let people keep more of their own money. And if you do that, then you've got a direct connection between people's long-term income, not just the first 3 years as Labor proposes, because as people that have kids know, they don't get any cheaper as they get older.
Is the problem with this kind of baby, but and it doesn't apply to everybody, obviously, but is the problem here that if it encourages these families to have another child, you've got this continual intergenerational welfare problem?
Absolutely. Look, we have a massive disaster in New Zealand, which is the fact that the government has paid generation after generation of people to have kids that they otherwise wouldn't have, and it brings those kids into a life of misery when if parents had waited a few more years until they were able to support them fully throughout their life, we wouldn't have had this problem. And so I think it's actually a moral failure of government, but particularly of the Labor Party, to continue this kind of election bribe behaviour when we know what it leads to.
Do you support working for families? Because National do, so do Labor, obviously, and we have about 700,000 families who receive more money from the state than they pay in taxes.
Well, the ACT Party's always been opposed for it. The ACT Party's always been opposed to working for families and always will be. The National Party used to say it's communism by stealth. They've just dramatically increased working for families. And ACT's proposition in 2017 is that while the National Party moves further and further to the left, chasing former Labor voters, who is representing those who want to work, save, invest, and get ahead by keeping more of their own money?
David Seymour, the ACT Party leader.